Hey folks, welcome to South Carolina Wrestling Behind the Scenes Report. Thanks so much for your support as a patron of the show. Sorry this is coming out a little bit later. Had a surprise fire inspection over at the church. But let's just jump right into this. First of all, yeah, this is Monday, March the 5th. And tonight, PWX is going to be making a lot more match announcements for Rise of the Champion. And then sometime during the last half, of Raw, they're going to be making another major announcement via video. I have seen this video. I know what the announcement is, and it is going to be a game changer for PWX. It's going to be a game changer for local talent, and it's going to be a game changer for Carolina wrestling fans. It's a pretty cool development. Again, that announcement is going to be made tonight, and then after the announcement is made, I will be recording another behind-the-scenes episode for you guys with a ton of more details. Details that aren't out yet, only for the patrons of the Double Dropkick Show. So I'm appreciative for this information. And it's pretty incredible. So if you are a PWX fan, you're going to want to listen to that. And then also, if you've got friends who are PWX fans, this is news they're going to want to hear. This is news they're going to want to get. So, again, it's a game changer. There are more match announcements coming tonight. They've already announced some amazing matches. They just announced Saturday morning. You heard me talk about it on the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. April 13th. Rock Hill, South Carolina. I've known for months. I've probably known since the last part of 2017, and probably everybody knew that in 2018, PWX was coming to South Carolina. That this was a move that they were going to make, and so it's official now. April 13th, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Now here's the thing: if you go on the event page, DoubleDropkick.com, you're going to notice APW, which runs every 2 weeks, they're like clockwork, and PCW have shows booked that night as well. However, they don't have permits for those shows yet. They haven't applied for the permits. They haven't sent in the money yet. The question is, what are APW and PCW going to do that night? I don't have any inside information as to what their plans are. I do know, you know, they're both aware, and they both were aware before the announcement was made Saturday. They knew PCW was going to be in Rock Hill April 13th. So here's the thing, and I'm looking at this as a wrestling fan. There's a possibility that in an hour and a half stretch of highway, you could have 18 great matches in that area. If every show ran 6 matches, you could have 18 matches right in that area. That's a lot of opportunities for talent. That's a lot of opportunities for fans. You can look and see, all right, this show has this matches, this show has this matches, this show has this matches, and you can decide, you know, where you're going to go. Are APW and PCW, are they going to run that night? They would run knowing that some of their main talent is not going to be there for them that night. They'd have to bring in new talent. They'd have to have new matches. They'd have to know that going in. There's a possibility. Could they move their shows? When I spoke with William Roberts last week, they have the South Carolina Strawberry Festival's coming up in May. So they've got some extra shows running then. However, I know sometimes, you know, when you got rent on a building, you have to run X number of times to pay your rent. And so I don't know what's going to happen. To me, this is just me, my personal opinion. I think canceling those shows outright meaning not, you know, for PCW, not running a show in April, or APW just running once in April. I think that's the wrong move. Unless you see, man, this is going to incur a crazy loss of money. At the most, just move your show to a different date. Again, these shows have not been publicly announced. APW runs every 2 weeks. Yes, we know this. But to me, it would make more sense to move the show than cancel the show. But I also will tell you this. I think canceling is the wrong move. That's just me. If you came into the year and William and Shane Doerr both had, you know, they had a certain number of shows they're trying to run this year. And I think you should still try to hit that number. That's just me. So I want to look at some recent attendance trends regarding these guys. PCW has held their last three shows, December, January, February. December, 225 plus. January, right at 200, probably over 200. And then the February show, different reports, between 150 and 175. So they've been holding pretty steady at 150 plus. APW, their Christmas show, they had 135 standing room only. It was packed in there. And since the start of the new year, their first show, I believe, was, you know, January 26th, I think. Their attendance has been down anywhere from 50 to 75. So half of what they had at Christmas. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. As someone following from afar, I haven't been able to go to an APW show since January. I don't get some of the booking. APW runs every 2 weeks. They should have some ongoing storylines, and it's like they've just been booking spot shows, which is fine. You know, if you run once a month or once every 3 months, yeah, you're running a spot show. There's not really a lot of storylines involved, but if you're trying to run regularly, you need to have something to hook the fans in. I think at the end of last year, they had so many storylines. You had the feud between, or you had the Ugly Ducklings chasing the Sons of Steel for the tag team title. You had TJ Boss and James Drake, which again, I've said it before, I've said it again. From December of 2016, I wanted to book a feud between TJ Boss and James Drake. Well, now there just hasn't been that hook. Now, I do think APW, they have a strong local crowd. So if they run April 13th, they should have no problem keeping that 50 to 75 that they've been drawing, because they draw people from Chester. PCW, they may slip a little bit because this is going to be a little closer for some of those fans in Columbia. But here's the thing. There are a lot of local wrestling fans who go to local shows who don't watch any other wrestling. You have older people. I see them all the time at shows. They don't know who's on Monday Night Raw. They don't know who Roman Reigns is. They go, but you tell them, hey, we're having wrestling 5 minutes from your house. They're going to go. A lot of these fans, they don't know about PWX. They don't even know about the other promotions in South Carolina. They may not even know that what they're going to as a consistent wrestling promotion. They just may know, hey, we're going to wrestling. But if you're a promotion, a local promotion, and you're not building a loyal local fan base, then what are you doing? So you got to have confidence in your product. Sure, you're going to lose some fans who are going to go, who know about PWX, and they know they're in Rock Hill, and they're going to check them out. But if you're doing a good job of booking your shows, promoting your shows and putting on a quality product, then you should have enough loyal local fans who are going to come out and support you no matter what. They're not even aware. They're not even aware all this stuff is going on. So those are my thoughts on that. Again, what I got for you tomorrow is details that you're not going to get anywhere else. And it's exciting to me. It's exciting. I'm excited because to me, competition is good. Competition's good. And you have to raise your game and you have to really think about, okay, do we want to do this or not? Can we do this or not? So we'll see. I told you I wanted to talk about some things that wrestlers do that make me go, I've seen wrestlers. This happens all the time. The promotions I go to, you have guys that work heel places and then they work babyface other places. That's happened for a long time. But for me, as a wrestler, you're trying to get all the bookings you can get. But there's a certain wrestler now, and he spent the last half of 2017 trying to change his gimmick, trying to move from babyface to heel, trying to change his look, trying to change his everything. Everything except for his name. So he's in the middle of doing that, and he's trying to get it to take hold, and yet he's still taking babyface bookings, which is different gear, totally different attitude, even a different ring style. And in one instance, I just heard last week, teaming with a guy that he's feuding with elsewhere, which leads me to another thing. I'm talking to a promoter last week, and maybe 2 weeks ago, he says, I need a tag team. I need a tag team for this show. Well, I'm always going to say, Sons of Steel, they've wrestled in this promotion before. They'd have a great match with this team, I think. He comes back, he tells me he's booked two guys that have never teamed together before, and in another promotion, they're feuding with each other. What? Maybe that doesn't matter to anybody else. But it's little things like that that just don't make any sense to me. And why would you, if you're trying to build a character, if you're trying to build believability, why would you take a booking? I know you're trying to get booked elsewhere. I know you're trying to get booked different places. But why would you book yourself somewhere else that's going to take away from your home promotion? That's my issue. Is if you got a feud with a guy in your home promotion, your main priority, why would you do things in other promotions that would take away from that? That's just one guy's opinion. May not matter to anybody else. I'm seeing some guys right now, they're doing heel and baby stuff and pulling it off great in multiple places. But it's in places where people aren't seeing them, where 95% of the fans are seeing a guy playing heel. They don't even know. They don't even know he wrestles anywhere else. They think they're wrestling at their local armory or their local promotions. The only wrestling on the planet sometimes. I've had messages from probably three or four promotions in North Carolina, one in Georgia, contacting me about, hey, you know, do you want to cover our promotion? And right now the answer is no. And here's the thing. There's already been a growing number of promotions in South Carolina that I wasn't even counting on this year. And so I would rather cover fewer promotions and have better coverage, more in-depth coverage. The last thing I want to do is just read off. I don't know if you notice this. I don't want to just give you match results. I want to give some analysis to it. I want to give the backstory to what's happening because I follow the product. And so I don't want to cover a lot of promotions where that I really can't follow, that I can't keep up with. So that's why, you know, if you're asking, well, why isn't he cover? I'm only covering, you know, I have reasons for covering the promotions that I cover outside of South Carolina. But I'll say it again. There are some promotions that I've said, hey, I'm going to cover you guys. Send them message after message after message after message, asking for results, asking for details, asking, hey, I want to, you know, promote your show, want to get the word out about this. And I don't hear back. Well, they say, hey, yeah, I'll send them to you. And I have a deadline. I got a deadline when I'm trying to record this stuff. And it just drives me crazy. And, you know, I've just kind of decided today it is what it is. So one of those promotions, Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment, they were building up this show down in Florence, South Carolina, part of the car show. Had messaged in for results. Haven't, they're supposed to be getting back to me, but I haven't got those yet. But, so I heard that they had booked some wrestlers, or one wrestler in particular, and came to an agreement on pay. And then within a day or two, called back to say, and they pulled what I like to call the we lost a sponsor card, meaning, hey, we lost a sponsor. We can't pay you what we promised. We can only give you gas money. And when I hear somebody say 99.999999% of the time, when a promotion says we lost a sponsor, and especially if they say at the last minute, they didn't really have a sponsor to begin with. This is just me, one man's opinion. To me, it's despicable. If you know going in, you're not going to have the money to pay a guy, and you're just banking on, well, this guy's going to need the booking. He's going to want to get his name out. And so I can call him at the last minute and tell him I can't pay him, but about 20% of what I told him, and you're banking on the fact that he's going to come anyway. That's despicable. It's unethical, especially when you know the money's not there, or the money's not going to be there, or you can't go to the ATM and get the money that you promised somebody. It's despicable. And that's just my take on it. Like I said, CWE's got, they've run some shows right there in North Carolina, right there on the North Carolina, South Carolina line. I'm waiting to get results back from them. Haven't heard anything. So we'll see. You know, I'm wanting to cover most of the promotions from South Carolina. But that's just my feelings on that. Let's get to the Old Crow show. I saw this show announced, when it was announced first on Facebook, which was probably end of January, early February, maybe around Super Bowl time. Found out this is an outdoor show. So was doing some research, Google mapping it. And when you first put in the address on Google Maps, it doesn't take you to the right place. So I had to kind of do some digging. It's right there. It's in the same building as there's a thrift store. So it's on the corner of where this thrift store building is. So the plan is to do this show in the parking lot, limited seating, bring your own chair. It's going to be March the 10th. 50% chance of rain. Now, the great thing, if you're a wrestling fan and you're planning on going to Old Crow, if it's raining, Three Count Pro Wrestling's 15 minutes away or 15 miles away. So if you come to the upstate for wrestling and one show's rained out, you got another show you can go to. Now, you know, I've been in contact with, the person behind these shows. And late last year, was talking with him, and he pitched the idea of doing something in downtown Greenville to attract young business professionals, people who are just wanting to look out, looking to go out, have a good time, have a few drinks. And I thought, yeah, you know, the people who aren't necessarily wrestling fans, they're just looking for something cool to do. But this location is not where I thought it was. This is not downtown Greenville. So this is not something where, you know, people maybe are going out to eat and parking and going in downtown Greenville and then they're going to walk here. No, I mean, this is, a lot of question marks. There's still some folks advertised for this card. We're a week out, less than a week out, that don't have their licenses yet, in South Carolina. I think I've told you before, the way the permits work, again, the young man promoting this show, Jackson James, he was going through another promoter to get the permit. And that promoter said, "Hey, I need you to get your stuff to me by this date." And kept putting it off until the promoter said, "Hey, I'm not comfortable doing this for you now." So Jackson went to Shane Doerr from Palmetto Championship Wrestling. Shane's right there in Columbia. And within maybe 72 hours, Shane's right there in Columbia, was able to get the permit into the hands of the Athletic Commission, get it approved. So Shane, in a sense, Shane's on the hook for this, legally, for some of this stuff. So it's just going to be really, interesting. And a lot of people on social media saying, "Hey, this is a new promotion. From what I can tell in my conversations, this is, "Hey, we're going to try this. We're going to see if it works." You're not going to be able to run a regular promotion at this location. I just don't think you're going to be able to run a regular outdoor show promotion that has limited seating. That's just me. I might be wrong. I've said it before. I hope I'm wrong about this stuff, because the more places there are for guys to work, the better. However, even if Old Crow, they may draw a great crowd. They may make a lot of money this night. But they don't have any talent of their own. All the talent they're bringing in are from other promotions who on most dates would have other commitments with those promotions. A lot of the guys from Palmetto Championship Wrestling, obviously Shane is the one that got the permit. Obviously Shane is going to want to see his guys take part in this show. Obviously. Why wouldn't you? And so I feel like, again, I hope they do run regularly. But they're going to have to change some things, perhaps location. Change the talent aspect of what they're doing. I just think they're going to have an adjustment. I hope they draw. I hope Three Count draws 500 people. Listen, Three Count's doing a high school show. They featured one of the coaches. It's a fundraiser for the track team. Three Count is going to have a high school crowd at their show. They're going to have people who probably never have been to wrestling before in their life. So these two shows are trying to attract two totally different audiences. So more power to them. I hope they both draw over 500 people. I hope they sell out. I hope it's a tremendous weekend in upstate South Carolina. I hope it's a lot to celebrate. I'm just saying, it's one night for both of those promotions. It's one night. And moving forward, Three Count and Old Crow are going to have to make some adjustments to make it through the rest of the year. Let me just tell you, OSCW over the weekend announced their show for April 22nd. So this is what birthday weekend looks like for me now. My birthday is April 18th. Already committed working that Friday night, April the 20th. Golden Corner Wrestling is going to be in Walhalla. working with them that night, doing commentary. That Saturday night, again, same thing, doing some commentary, doing some live video there from Battle Zone. And then Sunday is OSCW. That's a long trip, but they're going to be doing their Lord of the Ring that night. Should be a great show. They've been doing some great things. We'll see, you know, how do they, you know, they, by all accounts, 500 plus at their show this weekend. So I am trying to dot my I's, cross my T's, and get all my ducks in a row for that weekend. And just trying to make it happen. I, you know, like I said, already committed to Golden Corner and Battle Zone, but hoping to finish the trifecta with OSCW that day. And I think I think PWX is running that weekend too. So man, if you're in this area, man, it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, because it doesn't matter what style. If you like the old school style, if you like the new style wrestling, it doesn't matter. You can find a show to fit your taste. So a lot of great things happening again tonight. Late tonight, I'll be recording a special edition of Behind the Scenes. Tell all your PWX friends, hey guys, Tuesday morning, you're going to hear details you're not going to hear anywhere else. One of the reasons I do this podcast early in the week is I try to be first. I try to be first, and I try to be the best. I try to get the news nobody else has. But I'm out on Monday. There's other podcasts that release later in the week, and I just try to beat them to the punch. And in all fairness, I watch those other podcasts. I watch them to see what they're doing, to see how they're doing it. Competition's good. And so I'm just trying to up our game. We're trying to make DoubleDropKick.com, the Double Dropkick Show, South Carolina. We're trying to make it the best it can be. And, you know, your support of the show makes a lot of that possible. So thank you for your continued support. Congratulations to Joseph Brown. He won the February contest for our patrons. He's going to get a signed Stan Hansen picture from our friends at High Spots. So I'll be getting that to him. There's a possibility we're going to see each other at a show later in March. I'm still working on my schedule and everything. And just so you know, most of you guys listening know that my wife has a disease called Huntington's disease. It is a devastating disease. It's like a person having Alzheimer's and Parkinson's at the same time. She's been having a lot of complications with that. Matter of fact, this weekend, I'll just be honest with you, I was planning on, my son and I were getting in the car to go to APW, and she just asked me not to go. She was having just a bout of anxiety, and she asked me not to go, and I didn't. And her sister lives with us. Her sister's a former nurse. Her sister does so much for our family. But you know, when I don't go to a show, it's good reasons. And one of the reasons I do this show, it's just an outlet for me. I've told Mark this over and over and over. Mark and I started the Double Dropkick Show right around the time that my wife was starting show Symptoms Really Bad, when she was starting treatment for Huntington's disease. I tell Mark this all the time. Double Dropkick Show saved my life in a lot of ways. And I'm not BSing you there. I'm telling the truth. Like, as an outlet, getting back into wrestling, the relationships that I have built in wrestling over the last 4 years, things I've been able to do, the dreams I've been able to fulfill. I mean, if you'd have told me 4 years ago, hey, Heath, you're gonna book a wrestling show, you're gonna format a wrestling show, you're gonna, you know, produce a wrestling show. So I've gotten a lot of good opportunities. I would love to do even more in wrestling. Right now, this is my little corner of the universe. And I really hope you guys are enjoying Behind the Scenes. I do it for you guys. And, you know, it's a great outlet for me. So thank you once again for all of your support. Don't forget to tune back in tomorrow for a special edition of Behind the Scenes. So this is Heath, and we'll see you soon.